From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is focusing on boosting turnout by Democrats in the national elections, which are only about 2 weeks away. To help him in that task, he's campaigning with First Lady Michelle Obama for the first time in 2 years. He's also harking back to the themes that help him win the presidency. The president and First Lady got an enthusiastic welcome by a crowd of more than 30,000 people at a rally on the campus of Ohio State University. Mr. Obama told them not to be swayed by attack ads being aired against Democratic candidates.
Ohio, it is up. It is up to you to tell them we do not want what they are selling. We've been there before, and we are not going back.
The president campaigning for Ohio's Democratic Governor Ted Strickland, who's locked in a tight race with his GOP opponent, former Congressman John Kasich. Unions in France are threatening to bring that country's economy to a standstill this week through widening strikes to protest plans to raise the minimum retirement age. Anita Elash in Paris reports truckers and other workers have started blocking roadways there.
Truckers have launched what they call Operation Escargot, convoys of trucks driving as slowly as possible or blocking traffic on major routes around Paris and in other locations. They've also set up roadblocks and say they will blockade strategic locations such as fuel depots. 11 of the country's 12 oil refineries are closed. There are reports of panic buying at gas stations. The government says it will send police to open up fuel depots if necessary. Travelers are also facing difficulties. Train service will be reduced today. Unions are ramping up their actions as the French Senate prepares to take a final vote on the proposed pension reform. That's expected on Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
The government set to release the latest figures on the health of the construction industry this week. The readout follows a surge in home construction in August. Jacob Goldstein from NPR's Planet Money team joins us now from New York. Jacob, what can we expect from these new numbers?
These numbers coming out tomorrow are called housing starts. In simple terms, it means how many new houses and apartments construction crews started building in September. By historical standards, housing starts have been really low for the past several months, and they'll likely be really low again.
So that sounds like a bad thing, is it?
It's definitely bad in terms of jobs in the construction industry. The industry has lost more than 1 million jobs over the past several years, and low housing starts means those jobs aren't likely to come back anytime soon. On the other hand, there's this glut of houses on the market, and low housing starts are actually a good thing in terms of that because it helps those houses get sold off, helps the market clear, and hopefully means it will return to something resembling normal before too long.
Thanks, Jacob. Jacob Goldstein from NPR's Planet Money team reporting from New York. This is NPR News from Washington. A new report finds that donations to the country's largest charities fell by 11% last year. NPR's Renita Jablonski reports that is the biggest one-year decline in two decades.
The ranking from the Chronicle of Philanthropy shows the sharpest drop in giving since it began keeping a tally. The report is called the Philanthropy 400. The United Way tops the list, with the Salvation Army at number two. Both organizations continue to dominate the ranking despite last year's declines. The Salvation Army saw contributions fall more than 8%. The group is working to attract younger donors. Along with its traditional Red Kettle campaign, it signed on to receive text message donations in time for the Christmas holiday season. Only four charities in the top 10 reported increased contributions. Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.
Actress Barbara Billingsley has died at the age of 94 at her home in Santa Monica, California. She was best known for her role as June Cleaver, the mother in the hit series Leave It to Beaver, which was on in the late 1950s and early 60s. June Cleaver and husband Ward coped with the ongoing problems of their precocious son.
Ward, I'm worried about the beaver.
Jerry Mathers, who played the beaver, says he has fond memories of Billingsley.
She did have a little bit of the devil in her in that she was just so much fun to be around. And she always had, if you were a little down, Barbara could always pick you right back up. She had an effervescence about her that just made you feel good just to be around her and be with her.
Billingsley also appeared in several films, including a cameo appearance as an elderly passenger, jive-talking elderly passenger in the movie Airplane. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.